Now, Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has met with the NATO Secretary General in Kiev to discuss his country's resolve to join the U.S.-led military alliance. Jens Stoltenberg pledged NATO's support for Ukraine and its war against pro-Russia militias.
NATO stands firm in our support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. NATO provides strong practical and political support for Ukraine.
Well, Stoltenberg stressed that NATO and its allies stand by Kiev against, quote, Russia's aggressive actions against Ukraine. His trip came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited Kiev. Ukraine says it would soon work on reforms to meet NATO membership standards by 2020. NATO leaders agreed in 2008 on Ukraine's membership, but it was never pursued by former pro-Russia President Viktor Yanukovych. Support for the NATO membership, however, has soared after an outbreak of deadly conflict in eastern Ukraine in 2014. Russia's against Ukraine's NATO membership, arguing that it would not help boost stability and security in Europe. Joining us via Sky from Leesburg is Mike Billington. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Billington. Now, Ukraine yet again in the spotlight, be it through the U.S. Secretary of State's visit there to Kiev, or be it this address by Stoltenberg. Do you see this concerted policy being continued to bring Ukraine within the fold of NATO and increase tensions against Russia?
No, actually, I don't. What Stoltenberg says is fine and good. He's head of NATO, but everybody knows that NATO won't do anything without the U.S. approval. And what we've seen in the last several days is a most extraordinary transformation of the world by the fact that President Trump and President Putin had a 2-hour and 15-minute extensive discussion, which led to an extraordinary agreement to work together militarily as well as politically in Syria to resolve the Syria crisis, and obviously has far greater implications internationally. Now, despite the frantic effort of those in the UK and in the US who are hysterically trying to undermine Trump's efforts to build positive relations with Russia as well as China, the fact is he's moving ahead. He represents the hope of the majority of the American people, those who elected him and increasingly who support him for trying to end the drive for war with Russia that we had under President Obama. The majority support the idea that this Russophobia insanity going on in the United States is disgusting, it's ridiculous, it has nothing to do with reality. And that, in fact, the world will benefit by the United States and Russia and China working together.
Be that as it may, Mr. Billington, however, Trump is under increasing pressure from, as you just mentioned, his own party and even other politicians to come down hard on Russia.
Not his own party, elements in his own party, fanatics like McCain and Lindsey Graham. Others in his party support the effort to support Russia, some in the Democratic Party, but there are as many fanatics in the Democratic Party hysterical to try to claim they didn't really lose the election because Russia stole it, which of course is ridiculous. But let me mention that while Tillerson and his new envoy to Ukraine from the U.S., Kurt Volker, who is staying there in Ukraine for a few days, did voice all the concerns about Russia and so forth. The fact is, even Poroshenko today indicated that there are reasons to think that we can create a new Normandy 4 phone call. That's Russia, France, Germany, and Ukraine early this summer, and perhaps a summit of those leaders, and that this is a promising step towards implementing the Minsk Accord, which is what Trump really wants to do. And he will maintain a certain strong pose, but as we saw in the extraordinary meeting between Trump and Putin, we are moving towards a situation in which the division of the world by the British Empire into East versus West, the US versus Russia and China, is being torn apart by this extraordinary effort by Trump to join the new Silk Road with China and to work hand in hand with Russia in defeating terrorism. The entire Ukraine hoax, the hoax that was brought about by a coup financed by the United States National Endowment for Democracy and the Soros people, that overthrew the elected government and put a government in power that's supported by the neo-Nazis in Ukraine, is now about to fall apart. And I believe, and I don't have any crystal ball to say this, but I believe that what you're seeing with Mr. Tillerson and Mr. Trump is a move towards resolving the Ukraine issue, not bringing them into NATO, but in fact resolving it by a peaceful solution to the Donbas and collaboration between Ukraine and Russia in a stable situation.
And very quickly, if you can, Mr. Billington, can the U.S. succeed in that if that is indeed its policy, if its European partners, its traditional allies, are not willing or on board with this policy?
Well, I think they will. But, of course, the majority, a good portion of the European forces under Merkel have proven themselves to be totally incompetent in this G20 meeting, where they couldn't talk about the collapse of the Western financial system. They couldn't talk about a defeat of terrorism. All they could do was rant and rave about climate change and free markets, free trade. And as a result, the whole G20 is basically falling apart, except for the leadership of Russia, China, and increasingly the United States, working together to bring about a new paradigm for the world as a whole, a new paradigm based on the Silk Road development of the world, the collaboration with Russia on defeating the terrorist apparatus, bringing peace to the world. This is a very, very promising situation, still very dangerous, but a shift in all of history, which has taken place very much along the lines of what Mr. and Mrs. LaRouche have fought for all these years.
All right, let's see how that pans out. That's Mike Billington with the Executive Intelligence Review sharing his thoughts with us from Leesburg via Skype. Mr. Billington, thanks very much indeed.